The Strength of a Covenant. This is an interesting story about God's friend Abraham and a king named Abimelech. Let's read the story and then make some observations. Abraham left Hebron and traveled to southern Canaan, where he stayed a while between Kadesh and Shur. When he moved to Gerar, he told people that his wife Sarah was his sister. Abimelech, king of Gerar, heard this, so he sent some servants to take her. But one night God spoke to Abimelech in a dream and said, "You will die. The woman you took is married." But Abimelech had not gone near Sarah, so he said, "Lord, would you destroy an innocent nation? Abraham himself told me, 'This woman is my sister,' and she also said, 'He is my brother.' I am innocent. I did not know I was doing anything wrong." Then God said to Abimelech in the dream, "Yes, I know you did not realize what you were doing, so I did not allow you to sin against me and touch her. Give Abraham his wife back. He is a prophet. He will pray for you and you will not die. But if you do not give Sarah back, you and all your family will surely die." So early the next morning, Abimelech called all his officers and told them everything that had happened in the dream. They were very afraid. Then Abimelech called Abraham to him and said, "What have you done to us? What wrong did I do against you? Why did you bring this trouble to my kingdom? You should not have done these things to me. What were you thinking that caused you to do this?" Then Abraham answered, "I thought no one in this place respected God, and that someone would kill me to get Sarah. And it is true that she is my sister. She is the daughter of my father, but she is not the daughter of my mother. When God told me to leave my father's house and wander in many different places, I told Sarah, 'You must do a special favor for me. Everywhere we go, tell people I am your brother.'" Then Abimelech gave Abraham some sheep, cattle, and male and female slaves. He also gave Sarah, Abraham's wife, back to him and said, "Look around you at my land. You may live anywhere you want." Abimelech said to Sarah, "I gave your brother Abraham 25 pounds of silver to make up for any wrong that people may think about you. I want everyone to know that you are innocent." Then Abraham prayed to God, and God healed Abimelech, his wife, and his servant girls so they could have children. The Lord had kept all the women in Abimelech's house from having children as a punishment on Abimelech for taking Abraham's wife Sarah. Genesis 20, 1-18, New Century Version. There are two men mentioned in this story, Abraham and King Abimelech. According to Genesis 20, 2 and 5, notice who is the liar and deceiver of the other. He told people that his wife Sarah was his sister. Abimelech, king of Gerar, heard this, so he sent some servants to take her. Abraham himself told me, "This woman is my sister," and she also said, "He is my brother. I am innocent. I did not know I was doing anything wrong." Genesis 20, 2 and 5, New Century Version. I am sure God did not approve of Abraham's lies and deceit. But who did God side with in the story? Was it Abimelech or Abraham? It was Abraham. Why? Because Abraham had a covenant with God and was God's friend. Genesis 15, 1 and 18 says, "The Lord spoke his word to Abram in a vision. 'Abram, don't be afraid. I will defend you, and I will give you a great reward.' So on that day the Lord made an agreement, or covenant, with Abram." Genesis 15, 1 and 18, New Century Version. And James 2:23 says, "Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God." James 2:23. Even though Abraham was in the wrong, who did God say should pray for the other? Abraham was to pray for Abimelech. "Give Abraham his wife back. He is a prophet. He will pray for you, and you will not die. But if you do not give Sarah back, you and all your family will surely die." Then Abraham prayed to God, and God healed Abimelech, his wife, and his servant girls so they could have children. The Lord had kept all the women in Abimelech's house from having children as a punishment on Abimelech for taking Abraham's wife Sarah. Genesis 20, 7 and 17 through 18, New Century Version. Even though we sometimes fail, like Abraham, who is on our side? If God be for us, who can be against us? Romans 8:31, King James Version.